to the Steve Cochran Show on the Big 89 WLS.
In times of trouble, we always turn to the newest of Marvel superheroes, Better Businessman. That's Marvel's newest character, Better Businessman.
I like it. Yeah. Great character.
Steve Burns has a latex suit with BBB on his chest.
Always helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Does he wear a cape?
Well, that's not really as important as the fact that the suit is wedgie proof. Yeah, he had it designed that way. Steve joins us now. Tax scams.
Latex cape. I do have one, Steve. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but that's really not my business. What you do on the weekend. All right, so look, you know everything when it comes to the good guys and the bad guys. How do we keep the good people from being exploited during tax season by the bad people?
Well, Steve, we're seeing an increase not only here but across the country in tax scams, and I think more so consumers don't realize that identity thieves steal your information and file tax returns on your behalf ahead of time, so they get the cash before you even file. It's a big problem. Last year, the IRS says about $5.7 billion was stolen from tax victims in 2022, it happened. So 2023 numbers, I'm sure. I'm sorry, that was 23. In 24, I'm sure it's going to continue to climb because of what's happening out there. So I think consumers need to protect themselves, protect their Social Security number at all costs. I think consumers give it up too freely, and especially the IRS does not call you, Steve.
Ever.
Like on social media and or text you that you're going to jail or they need information. And I think that's a lot of times how these thieves get this information from consumers.
Because people get a call and it's a serious sounding person says they're from the IRS. They get a little freaked out. Maybe they're not thinking clearly in the moment. And before you know it, they give up their social and it's over.
Exactly. And the caller ID says IRS too. Unfortunately, the FCC hasn't fixed that yet. So they can still manipulate the caller ID for, I think it's a simple program that changes the, so they could say IRS is calling and consumers freak out when it happens. And I think a lot of people have been a victim of identity theft in the past and their numbers have been stolen. So it's just a matter of, not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you'll become a victim of identity theft.
Happened to me.
It happened to me too, Steve, as you know. So,
and your Social Security number does not get reissued. So once it's stolen, it lives on the dark web.
It lives on the dark web, and a breach could have happened, today, and it can take 5 years before they get to you, or give enough information on you. They try to grab as much information they can on you. And one thing that you can do to protect yourself is get an IP PIN from the IRS. So if you have been a victim of identity theft in the past or you're worried about becoming a victim of identity theft, please go to the IRS.gov website and look up IP PIN. It's a 6-digit code that they give you that really will help prevent you from somebody filing tax returns on your behalf.
Talk about that for a second. How do people do that? They literally file the taxes for you, and then they keep your refund.
They divert your refund quickly, and then they can't get the refund. So by the time you file your tax return, Steve, you're saying, well, you can't file because somebody else has filed in already. So, again, people don't realize until they file. So it could happen in February or March, and you file in April 15th, and then the IRS can say, nope, sorry, somebody else has filed.
And the way they do it is they steal your ID, and then they just fill it out and pretend they're you? Mm-hmm.
Yep, they pretend they're you. They create fake documents, and they do this all the time. And again, it was $5.7 billion. We're hearing more and more. I had friends that have gone through this, and people don't think that this happens. It does happen. So protect your identity, and you should go on the website and get an IP PIN from the IRS, and it kind of further helps you from becoming a victim of identity theft.
It's so important too. And the other thing they can do is pose as the IRS tax preparers that you go to. And is there an importance not to email any important documents? Because you're talking about phone and you're calling, and you're giving them your Social Security number, but how does email affect it as well?
Well, depending on who you're sending the email to and if your emails get hacked. So, yes, a lot of people do send their emails or go on websites to file their tax return. You just got to make certain that the organization you're using is reputable and has protection in place to protect your identity. But when you're emailing, you never know. You got to make sure you're emailing it to the proper person and not just a lookalike email address that's trying to grab more information from you. It's best to call them on the phone and talk to your preparer and see what they need and make sure they're giving you the proper email address to email these documents. But be careful of ghost payrollers too, or ghost tax preparers rather. And basically, those are taxpayers who fill out your form and won't sign it that they completed your tax form. Because if something comes wrong, if the IRS does send you a letter and saying you're being audited, you got to find that person who did your taxes. They're ghosts. You can get in a lot of trouble because you got to find out who that person is.
Everybody wants it easy. They want to be able to do it online quickly, but you still have these strip center stores that pop up during tax season. Are they all legit?
Some are, some aren't. So you never know who they are. You got to do the research on them. They do appear in the strip malls, Steve, and previous gas stations, and you got those, blow up, animals outside that try to grab your attention, file your taxes here.
Sorry.
You got to. What's their qualifications? You don't know who the company behind it is, and make certain you do the research on them. There's a lot of great organizations out there. But unfortunately, there's always bad actors, Steve, that ruin it for everybody else.
All right. So the key takeaways here are don't give up your data. Check to make sure you're talking to the people you're talking to. And the IRS never calls. They only write.
Or emails you. Exactly. They only write you a letter. Exactly.
And it's an official letter from them.
Official letter from them. If they call and you saying you're going to jail in 30 minutes or you pay... Or in unconventional payment methods, too, gift cards or bitcoins. That's the tip-off to the rip-off, Steve.
How do you recommend you talk to your parents or your grandparents about it because you're worried about them getting taken?
Call them on the phone. Talk to them because they're the elderly seem to get victimized the most, as well as always happens. So make sure you talk to your individuals and do the research on organizations. Check with the Better Business Bureau. The IRS has a lot of information on their website to prevent this from happening to you. But do the research ahead of time, Steve.
You literally can't say it enough times that the elderly get ripped off the most. Yeah. And we can continue to say it, because you have to be reminded. Yeah, we all do.
And because older folks are more trustworthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. We need to hear about these scams, too. So if you see a scam, report it to the Better Business Bureau. We have a scam tracker.
Yeah, immediately. Dave and Crystal Lake wants to know how scammers get info from your W-2.
They create fake W-2s, or sometimes it's part of a breach, depending on the CPA's office. So they have all this information. So you never know where they get this information from, but sometimes they create fake documents. They create fake information that the IRS takes as real.
You know what we should do sometime when you're on, Steve Burness? We should have you take us through how you protect yourself in the modern world, how often you change your passwords, and the various other security things you do just with your own personal money.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Steve. There's a lot of information that consumers are not aware of, and they can protect themselves each and every day, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when somebody's going to steal your identity or steal from you in some way.
And music in the background means our time is up. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau, report scammers and get information where again?
BBB.org. Before you buy or hire, make sure you BBB it.
There you go. That's Steve.